Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Fractured Mind, My Life, with Multiple Personality Disorder is Robert B. Oxnam memoir about living for decades with what is now called dissociative identity disorder. Oxnam was not an anonymous patient, but a prominent China scholar, former president of the Asia Society, public intellectual, and family man, which gives the book an unusual social and professional context. The narrative begins with crises that appeared at first to involve alcoholism, rage, blackouts, and personal collapse, then follows his treatment with psychiatrist Dr. Jeffrey Smith as distinct alternate personalities emerge. The book is not a clinical textbook, although it contains therapeutic insight and an epilogue from Smith. Its main purpose is to give a first-person account of fractured memory, divided identity, trauma, and gradual internal cooperation. It also works as a corrective to sensational portrayals of multiple personality disorder by showing the condition as frightening, complex, and treatable rather than merely bizarre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, DID hidden beneath professional competence and alcoholism. One of the most important features of A Fractured Mind is the contrast between Oxnam public achievement and his private disintegration. Before diagnosis, he was a respected scholar and institutional leader. Yet he experienced blackouts, uncontrolled anger, relationship damage, and alcohol dependence. The memoir shows how high functioning can conceal severe dissociation, especially when symptoms are interpreted through more familiar categories such as addiction, stress, or temperament. This matters because the book resists the assumption that DID is always visibly chaotic from the outside. Oxnam could lead, lecture, travel, and maintain a public role, while parts of his memory and behavior remained inaccessible to him. Alcohol becomes significant not simply as a separate problem, but as a masking and coping mechanism that delayed recognition of the deeper disorder. The book, therefore, invites readers to think about diagnosis as a process of uncovering layered explanations, not attaching a single label to obvious symptoms. Its account is especially useful because it places dissociation within ordinary social systems such as marriage, work, friendship, and reputation. Secondly, alternate personalities presented as an internal community. The memoir is distinctive because it does not treat Oxnam alternate personalities only as symptoms observed by a doctor. It gives narrative space to the inner world in which these selves appear to have names, roles, emotional tones, and partial memories. The first alternate personality to emerge in therapy is identified as Tommy, an angry young boy, and the broader account describes 11 alternate personalities. This structure makes the book more intimate than a purely clinical case summary. Readers see DID as a divided system of self-protection, conflict, fear, and survival, rather than as a theatrical change in outward behavior. The internal community metaphor also helps explain why treatment is not simply a matter of suppressing unwanted parts. Each personality carries information, pain, or defensive energy that serves some function in the original fragmentation. By allowing these selves to contribute to the story, Oxnam gives the memoir an unusual form that reflects its subject. The result is not a sensational display of multiplicity, but a practical illustration of how identity fragmentation can feel from within. Thirdly, therapy as discovery, negotiation, and gradual cohesion. A Fractured Mind centers on therapy not as a quick cure, but as a long process of discovery and negotiation. Oxnam work with Dr. Indias. Jeffrey Smith involves recognizing alternate personalities, tracing their relation to childhood trauma, and learning how divided parts of the mind can communicate more safely. The memoir is careful to show that integration is not merely an abstract therapeutic ideal. It requires trust, repeated confrontation with painful memory, and a shift from internal warfare toward cooperation. This emphasis is important because DID is often discussed in simplified terms, either as a dramatic mystery or as a disputed diagnosis. Oxnam's account instead shows the practical mechanics of treatment from the patient's side confusion when unfamiliar voices or states appear, fear of what recovered material may reveal, and the exhaustion of maintaining daily life while therapy destabilizes old defenses. The book also presents recovery as partial and relational. Progress depends not only on the therapist, but also on family, friends, and the willingness of the separate selves to accept some form of shared life. Fourthly, memory gaps and the problem of personal responsibility. The memoir gives special weight to memory because dissociation affects not only mood or personality, but the continuity of personal experience. Oxnam blackouts and missing time raise a difficult question: how can a person understand responsibility when actions, emotions, or decisions may belong to a state that another part of the self does not remember? The book does not use this difficulty to excuse harm or avoid accountability. Instead, it shows why accountability becomes more complicated when the mind is divided. Relationships suffer because others experience the whole person, while the person with DID may experience life in fragments. This tension is one reason the memoir is intellectually valuable beyond its medical subject. It forces readers to reconsider common assumptions about character, memory, and agency. A stable identity often depends on the ability to connect past choices to present self-understanding. When memory is compartmentalized, that connection weakens. Oxnam's story shows that healing involves more than symptom reduction. It also requires reconstructing a usable personal history and accepting responsibility across the boundaries between selves. Lastly, a public memoir that challenges stigma around dissociation, Oxnam's decision to publish A Fractured Mind has significance beyond private disclosure. DID has often been surrounded by skepticism, sensational media treatments, and associations with extreme abnormality. Oxnam's public identity as a scholar, institutional leader, and articulate narrator gives the memoir a different kind of authority. He does not present himself as a curiosity, but as a person whose life was deeply disrupted by a recognized dissociative disorder and who sought treatment. This public framing helps reduce stigma in two ways. First, it separates DID from caricature by emphasizing trauma, memory, treatment, and human relationships. Second, it shows that severe mental illness can coexist with intelligence, accomplishment, and social contribution. The book does not remove the seriousness of the condition. It makes the seriousness more credible by placing it within a detailed life. For mental health professionals, students, and affected readers, that combination is valuable. The memoir functions as advocacy without becoming a manifesto. Its persuasive force comes from careful self-exposure, not from abstract argument. In conclusion, A Fractured Mind is best suited for readers who want a serious first-person account of dissociative identity disorder rather than a sensational or purely clinical treatment of the subject. It will be useful to psychology students, therapists in training, mental health professionals seeking patient perspective, families affected by dissociation, and general readers interested in memoirs about trauma and identity. Its practical value lies in showing how symptoms may be misread, how therapy can uncover hidden structures of experience, and how recovery often depends on cooperation among divided parts of the self rather than simple elimination of symptoms. Its intellectual value lies in the questions it raises about memory, agency, continuity, and the social meaning of diagnosis, compared with better-known works in the multiple personality genre. The book stands out because Oxnam was a highly visible professional figure, and because the memoir focuses strongly on internal life and therapeutic process. It does not rely mainly on shock, crime, or lurid trauma detail. Instead, it offers a measured account of how a fractured mind can operate inside an outwardly accomplished life. That balance makes it a notable contribution to mental health memoir and to public understanding of dissociative disorders. If you would like to support Robert B. Oxnam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.